Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Trying to unthaw a frozen pipe, a man gets burned. On Tuesday, Faribault firefighters were called to 1407 Hewlett Avenue, where smoke was reported coming from a mobile home. Chief Dustin Dienst said the fire started when a man was trying to thaw a frozen water line. He went by private vehicle to District 1 Hospital, where he was treated and released. The Red Cross has offered assistance to the family. Dienst commented, thankfully, the occupant of the home was not burned worse. Criminal proceedings have been suspended for a Northfield man until he regains competency to stand trial. 21-year-old Spencer Fredrickson was ordered by a Cook County judge to be detained at a secure treatment center after a doctor found him suffering from cannabis use disorder and other psychotic problems. In August, Fredrickson went on a drug-induced rampage during the annual Rainbow Gathering in Superior National Forest. He allegedly raped a woman, bit off part of a man's finger, and attacked a sheriff's deputy. Fredrickson is charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct, first-degree assault, and assault on a peace officer. The doctor said Fredrickson is at risk of harming himself and others, and jail is not a proper setting for him. Fredrickson was under the influence of hallucinogens, LSD, LSA, and morning glories. According to the Star Tribune, the 40-year-old woman he allegedly attacked came to authorities sometime later and described a far more violent sexual attack that led to the rape charge being added in mid-November. The Northfield Charter Commission last night accepted a district judge's order that Greg Colby was no longer a commissioner, having missed a number of meetings. It was unanimously agreed that a vacancy existed and that a notice of vacancy should be posted. Applications will be open for 2 weeks. You can find the application process on the city's website. Charter commissioners are the only board members that are appointed by a district judge. All residents are welcome to apply, including Colby. And Northfield Hospital and Clinics is expanding. With a nod from the Northfield Council this week, they'll move forward on plans for a birthing center and expanded clinic. CEO and President Steve Underdahl explained,
really kind of green lights us to move forward with doing requests for proposals and putting more detail together. So there's some next steps of approval, both from my own board and from City Council, once we get more details here.
They need to add 12 exam rooms to their clinic, or about 7,000 square feet. As for the OB unit,
adding another 4,000 square feet, and they really need space for a dedicated C-section room,
along with more delivery rooms and exam space. They do 550 births a year, but the plan is to accommodate 750 or more, as NHNC is sought out by prospective parents. As they look even further forward, they're keeping in mind technology that will mean more visits that are not in person. The $13 million project will be paid for with their reserve funds. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.